Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. Not only is it a happy Sunday and a fresh new week, he is risen. That's right. Jesus is alive and well, resurrected from the grave. It's time to celebrate, not just today, but every day. Again, happy Easter, everybody. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower, Face Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio, here to love, serve, get some music, some encouraging words, and some Bible studies, Bible teaching. But today is Sunday Morn Praise with CA, entitled, He is Risen, and He is alive and well. So let's kick it off. Before I do that, though, I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests or questions, comments, suggestions, gang, you can email me here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I greatly appreciate it. And share this podcast anytime, okay? All right, you know what? I'm ready for some Pledge of Allegiance. Ray Bolt, kick it off.
Trumpet sounds on the final day. Life is precious. We must make every day count for the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of our Lord.
Boy, wasn't that great, that trumpet noise that was just playing and just filling the auditorium. The great Phil Driscoll, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. He is risen. That's right. Jesus is risen from the grave. And you know what? I want to remind you, just like We the Kingdom always reminds us, one of the number one hit from last year, I, you, me, we are a child of God. I repeat, we are a child of God. Good morning, coffee up.
Sorry.
There you go, my friend Jason Crabb, just as I am. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise, special edition. He is risen. He being who's he? God. Jesus is risen, risen from the grave. Amen, amen. A day of celebrations today. You're probably enjoying time with your family and everything and ham and whatever you may have. You may be going out to the restaurants and you're, no offense against the Baptist. Back when I was a Baptist, it would be, oh, we'd look at our watch and say, okay, is church fixing to be over? That way we can get to the cafeteria. Times have changed during post-pandemic times, during the post-COVID, but you know, we're not even worried about that. Our main focus, it is not just today. Let me just take a little time to talk here to you guys on Sunday Morn Praise. He is risen. He is alive and well. And you're like, well, see, hey, you're mentioning that today and you're entitling He is risen. Yes, He is risen. He is risen from the grave. You know, if you reflected back on Good Friday being a little bit of a, being a somber day, Jesus was nailed to a cross. Before He was nailed to the cross, He was on trial. He was ridiculed. He was beaten with a whip with pellets on Him. He took a lot of whiplash. They put a crown of thorns on Him and slammed it down His head, and the blood was just coming down. They took the nails, and He was nailed to a cross. Jesus took my sins and everybody's sin in Radio Land, everybody around the whole entire universe, and He nailed it to a cross. Because see, Jesus was sinless, but He took it. And He could have called 20,000 angels to come down just to call out, and they would have eliminated everybody. But you know what? It's very simple. If you don't have Him in your heart today, now is the time to get Him in your heart. I'm going to play two songs. They're kind of moving songs. And I think it's very important as we focus, not just on today, He being risen, He being our Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Almighty God. But we really, really need to focus on the Lord. every day, because we cannot, friends, live a day without Him. Whether it's in your marriage, keep Him in your centerpiece of your life first place. Whether it's in your dating relationship, keep Him first place in your relationship with Him. If you're single, keep Him first place in your life, in the center of your relationship. He will guide your path. Without Him, it don't matter how much money you have, it don't matter how poor you are, you'll be lost out there. When one of the sheep's astray, Beckett talked in the Bible. He was in the 99, where they found the 99, he was looking for the one sheep. Maybe that's you out there, one of those one out of the 99 that are lost. If there's anything I can do to help you, email me, give me your contact information and phone number, and I'll personally call you myself anytime. MorningsBrew@gmail.com, MorningsBrew@gmail.com, or go to Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Go to the messenger, message me, and I will get back to you just as soon as I can. Well, as you get prepared to go to church services and early morning service this morning, I've got two songs that I'm going to play, and I want you to focus on this one. This is a Crystal Lewis as a combo, "Just As I Am When I Surrender All." Focus on the Lord. That's what it's all about all the time. Amen. Amen.
Me come. trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. When the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on above the shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Good morning, everybody. How you like that for a closeout with Carmen? When the Rollers call up yonder and when the Saints are marching in. Amen. And don't you want to be one of those Saints? Well, you are a child of God, but you have them in your heart. Again, if there's anything we can do to help you out, guys, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check and like that button and follow me, guys. I'd sure appreciate it, okay? All right, well, let's lead off in prayer again. Happy Easter. He, being God, is risen. Jesus is risen. Amen. Amen. All right. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all you do. Heavenly Father, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us as we remember not just today, but every day that Jesus is risen, that you, Lord, are risen, that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God, and we love you. And Lord, I just pray for those non-believers that don't know anything about you, that they'll get to know about you. And Lord, we thank you so much for all you do. Watch over, guide, and protect us, and forgive us of all of our many sins. For we come to you. And all God's people said, amen. All right, gang, this is CA. I've got to saddle up. I got to head out of Faith Studio 1 atop the tower, the iHeartRadio studio. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a good day. Bye for now.